the dumpster story, the version people actually listen to. Most people don't think about dumpsters. They're something you walk past, something you smell before you see, something you only notice when there's a problem. But for decades, dumpsters have quietly been one of the biggest sources of polluted stormwater in our cities. Every time it rains, water hits open trash. It mixes with food waste, grease, liquids, and residue. That contaminated water, called leachate, leaks out, runs across pavement, and disappears into storm drains. Those storm drains don't go to treatment plants. They go straight to rivers, lakes, and oceans. That's not a design flaw. It's just how stormwater systems work. Back in the 1970s, when rivers were catching fire and drinking water was unsafe, the Clean Water Act was passed to stop pollution before it reached the water, not clean it up later. Prevent it. Over time, regulators realized that pollution wasn't just coming from factories. It was coming from everyday places. Parking lots, loading docks, and trash areas. Rain was acting like a conveyor belt, carrying pollution straight into waterways. That's when cities became responsible. Under federal law, cities are accountable for what enters their storm drain systems, even when the pollution starts on private property. That's a tough position to be in. Cities don't own every dumpster, but they're responsible for the outcome. So rules were created. Stormwater permits, inspection programs, pollution prevention plans, best management practices, things like covered dumpsters and enclosures, all designed to keep rain from contacting waste. But here's the problem. For years, these rules existed on paper, while dumpsters stayed uncovered in the real world. Then, organic waste entered the picture. When states like California passed laws like SB 1383, they weren't just talking about trash. They were talking about food waste, organic material, the wet, biologically active stuff that breaks down fast and creates methane in landfills. Once food waste started going into dumpsters, everything got worse. Rain plus organic waste accelerates decomposition. It creates stronger leachate. It ruins cardboard and recyclables. It attracts scavengers and pests. It turns one dumpster into a stormwater problem, a solid waste problem, and an organic waste violation all at once. That's when enforcement pressure increased. Cities started getting squeezed. Property owners started getting notices. Property managers got stuck in the middle. Haulers dealt with heavier loads, leaking trucks, and rejected recycling. Everyone was reacting. No one was actually preventing the problem. The truth is, dumpsters fell into a gap. Inspections happened without fixes. Enclosures were built without data. And no one was tracking whether any of it actually worked. That's the gap this system was built to close. Instead of starting with construction, it starts with understanding. Each dumpster is inspected individually. Photos, GPS, condition, exposure, waste type, organic content, all of it gets recorded, not as a guess, but as data. That information flows into live dashboards. Cities can finally see where risk actually exists. Property owners can see what's compliant and what isn't. Managers can prioritize instead of firefighting. Regulators can see prevention happening, not just promises. Then, and only then, comes the physical solution. Fully enclosed steel dumpster systems designed to keep rain out, contain waste, reduce scavenging, and protect organic materials. These aren't cosmetic upgrades. They're physical barriers that do exactly what the regulations always intended, stop pollution before it starts. For the first time, dumpsters move from being a chronic problem to a controlled system. But there was still one big issue left. Funding. Compliance costs money. Cities don't always have it. Property owners resist it, and grants are limited. That's where Adopt a Dumpster comes in. Instead of treating compliance as a cost, it turns it into a partnership. Local and national brands sponsor real dumpsters in real communities. Their funding pays for inspections, retrofits, and long-term maintenance. Each adopted dumpster is tracked, documented, and shown on public dashboards. Sponsors don't just get a logo. They get visibility tied to real environmental outcomes. Gallons of polluted runoff prevented. Organic waste protected. Waterways kept cleaner. It's ESG people can actually see. The nonprofit plays a critical role here. Through education, grant funding, and public outreach, it helps cities launch programs, train inspectors, and expand coverage. It keeps the mission public-facing and accessible, while the operating companies handle execution. Together, they create something that hasn't existed before. A closed-loop system that starts with inspection, moves through data, ends with physical prevention, and proves results over time. It protects cities from regulatory risk. It protects property owners from liability. It makes life easier for managers and haulers. It gives sponsors meaningful exposure. And most importantly, it protects water. And the people behind it matter too. These companies are women-owned and service-disabled, veteran-led. Built by people who understand responsibility, systems, and service. This isn't about checking boxes. It's about stewardship. Clean water doesn't start at the river. It starts at the places we usually ignore. And dumpsters are one of the most powerful places to start.